Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
I know you have watched this video out of Minneapolis very closely, Chief. What is it that jumps out the most to you when you've seen this video clip?
Two things. The first is, this is not a trained tactic in any capacity in any law enforcement agency I've either been around or consulted with. But the most troubling part of this, which is appalling and disgusting to even seasoned officers, is the officer kneeling on the subject. At one point in the video, when the subject continues to talk, he takes his right foot, pushes it forward, applying more direct weight and knee pressure right on his neck and that spine area. That was an intentional lean to either get him to stop talking or just to apply more, actually, lethal force. And that's disgusting. And everyone that I have talked to, it is so troubling to watch this. It has zero place in law enforcement.
That video clip, do you have any doubt that it gives prosecutors enough to file criminal charges in this case, as many are asking for?
Yes, it does give them that ability. And here's why I say that, because there are multiple viewpoints of the video, and then there is a lot of activity prior to the subject being detained in this manner that can add to the prosecutor and the investigator's research. One thing that is absolutely clear was the chief in Minneapolis was right in the quick action and immediate termination of all four, because the other three did not intervene. You literally can push that officer off and then go about what you are trained to do. They did nothing and stood there for minutes while this was going on. And that is absolutely and should never, ever be tolerated in law enforcement.
In your opinion, is it possible we could even see a murder charge in this case?
That would be such a legal fine line. And I know the gut reaction of anyone watching will say absolutely yes. You really have to study the law in Minnesota and how they apply their murder or slash, you know, there's different levels. There's negligent manslaughter, there's manslaughter, and there's so many different levels. The part that is troubling that could be bad for that officer is his leaning in the intentional application of even more weight, causing and having lethal consequences. Without a doubt, you're going to see a level of manslaughter charges. But they need to do a lot of things combined with the interviews of the officers, the mindset, the application, the decision processes, and then that will lean the prosecutors into the correct filing, which would be appropriate for trial. And then, of course, the officer has their attorneys, which are going to push aggressively for some kind of a plea agreement, because they do not want this to go to a public trial.
We have seen that situation, Chief, in Minneapolis escalate quickly. It has turned violent. As someone who has been a big city chief, is there a concern in departments across the country that this unrest could spread to other cities when we see something of this nature?
Yes, sir. It already has spread to at least two other cities. What you will see is, even in this instance, the mayor has immediately came out and almost demanded criminal charges, if not murder charges. The chief immediately terminated every officer involved, but you still have years, if not decades, of unsatisfactory decisions and use of force and anti-police activities. That is not good enough, and that's why you see the unrest so quickly, and it will continue. So even in this instance where they did everything that many large activist group have demanded, and they did all of it instantly, you're still seeing the violent protests. And it's because those communities are just absolutely fed up. Now the frustrating part becomes the only people to quell these violent protests are the same people that they are protesting against. And that is going to be a continued and a very frustrating public incident, not just for Minneapolis, but for the other cities as well.
And I know with all your experience, you know a lot of hardworking, dedicated, honest police officers and law enforcement professionals. And I know you have to feel for them and what goes through their mind in a situation like this.
That's a great way to summarize that, and I totally agree. The last entire use of force study from the Department of Justice and the FBI that was released publicly about 4 years ago, it is like 0.005% of all police contacts and use of force deliveries are this level of out of policy. So, yeah, you're looking at 99.0095% are totally lawful, legal, and doing it exactly as the way they're trained. It's this sliver of unprofessional and this intentional abuse of authority and power. It really cast a giant broad stroke of animosity towards law enforcement, and that's frustrating. And the good people in the community and even our activist friends, this is the time we got to have deeper and harder conversations, because the profession is great. A one-person or a four-person incident cannot tarnish all the positive work we've done for decades.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.